Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's a nickel or dime. We'll play that coming up in a few minutes. Joe host, Tammy P. Thanks for hanging with us on this Wednesday. As next couple days hit us, we'll be diving deep into these NFL games. Bit different, you know, college slate to talk about. I noticed over the last couple of days, a lot of media, there's been a lot of attention about something we discussed on Monday, but it's been kind of ramping up, the Portnoy stuff. And then other conversations around it. And I'm talking about his video that he recorded immediately about Pete Carroll. Like, we talked about that right away before a bunch of stories were written in and some of the reaction. And the interesting part to me is just not so much Portnoy, the idea of bad beats. And in our business, the sports betting media landscape, like, bad beats is the most popular thing. And we're in an age where, and we see it more and more, we know about it more and more than other people, where the hot take stuff is what everybody wants. That's what you have to have. But bad beats reactions is just that. Like, we look at it, I can't stand the bad beat stuff. Like, everything's a bad beat. Oh, this is a bad beat. That's a bad beat. Hey, we got news for you. These guys that make these numbers are really good at it. And not only making those numbers, but shaping those numbers and following the sharp money and figuring out what the right number is. So a lot of times you're going to be right there. Where were they last night on UConn? Right, boom, right there on the number. It closes and it ends up pushing in college basketball. Not the easiest thing to do, but they're excellent at it. So a lot of times it's going to look like it's a bad beat, and it's just feels like it's low-hanging fruit. SVP's the best at it. He's the only person I want to watch, I want to consume talking about bad beats. He's, you know why he's great at it? Because he's actually a better. He puts down his money, he makes selections, and it's real, and none of it's fake, and he's very entertaining. He hits all the right cues. I despise bad beat stuff, and we see it everywhere. It's just inescapable. And then it kind of came to the forefront with the Portnoy stuff, and that's because that's a guy that has made his career on going viral. He wants his employees to go viral. He wants to go viral, and he's also involved in sports betting, and they have DraftKings involved. like, so he's trying to push, go over the top. What's going to go viral? And then he does it. And then it happens for all the wrong reasons.
Right. I still, even if he was joking, I still don't think he should have said, I want Pete Carroll murdered. That's
crazy.
That can't happen because it's just not funny. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you think that's funny, you're sick. Like, those are the people that are defending Barstool. Like, oh my God, he's kidding. It's all a joke. Didn't sound like a joke. Now, do I really think he wanted it to happen? No, but you can't say that. You just can't say that. So I'm not going to defend Portnoy for saying that an NFL coach should be murdered. Joke or not, you don't say that. And, you know, a lot of people that I respect have been saying a lot of things like that. That reaction has gone more viral than a lot of the stuff that they've done. And a lot of people that I respect are like, this is Dave. This is who he is. I don't know. I don't mind Dave at all. I see him on Big Noon Kickoff. Some people are like, oh my God, I can't believe he's on there. I think he's entertaining. Is he a little much? Of course. But that, so is McAfee. Like, McAfee and Portnoy, like, they were created from the same cloth. And, you know, the ESPN success, a lot of that is because of McAfee, who is clearly a little more versatile than Portnoy on the show. And Pat's been doing, you know, kicks for charity, like the field goals and all that. And Pat has brought life to that show. That's definitely what Fox did. Well, we'll take that dynamic and that group of people and we'll try and steal from it. We'll take the McAfee audience and we'll bring in Portnoy and he will siphon some of those people over. That's what happened.
We're the biggest sports media stars right now. McAfee, Portnoy's up there, Stephen A. Smith. Who else comes to mind? I mean, look,
Mina with Kimes everything is everywhere. Mina Kimes is everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I would say she's an exception to the rule when it comes to hot takes, right?
She's not hot takey.
Correct. She's like the one that's not of the names that we're throwing out there. Like, she's, there's a lot of people that hate him because of politics. A lot of people hate Clay Travis, but he's what they've done at OutKick from where they were starting. He's built something.
He's up there, man, no doubt.
All these names, and we're surprised that everything's gone hot take. Like, this is, we used to laugh at it, but now it is everywhere. It's touching everywhere. You know, there's the I'm anti hot take thing. It's tough to succeed doing that. But Mina Kimes has broken through. She's broken through.
Yeah, she's been very, very successful, and I believe she's Ivy League. So she's very intelligent. To your point on the hot takes and the clicks, I mean, that's what it's been morphing to over the last 5 to 10 years. And the more social media, the more short clips you want. We want this for 30 seconds and this for 60 seconds and this for 2 minutes. So it has really changed the way that things are handled. And, you know, when we came up, we were doing radio at different places, but like, we wanted to do the best show. I've always wanted to do a show that I feel people would want to listen to and enjoy listening to. I don't want people to like react to me. I want people to talk with me or listen to me. I don't want you to scream at your radio, that's an idiot take or whatever. Like, but that's, they want reactions now. And I've been in many meetings at Fox in the last 2 years. You know, we want you guys to get involved in the comments section. We want you to, gambling comments are torture. Like, that's the last thing I want to do. Well, it's good because it helps engagement. So, like, I'm in the comments now on Instagram and YouTube, talking in a thread where people are calling me brain dead idiot, four eyed pussy. You know, like, it's just like, it's the same thing over and over and over again. Dude, I mean, like, that's all I read. That's all I read on the internet.
I saw some of it that you reposted this weekend. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you do. The most recent loss is you're an idiot. Fire him. Like, they forget you're a human being.
Yeah. No, it's very tough to do gambling content. And it is what it is. But, you know, this show was never built to be, oh, like, we're going to win every game, or this is a lock, or this is, you know, you have to make this bet. It was more trying to understand the business and understand how lines move, why they move, what the bookmakers are saying, what the bettors are doing, sort of like a wheel of information. And then two guys who bet it and live it and, you know, thrive in these settings. Like, it was never supposed to be anything but that. And like, we've accomplished that and it still isn't good enough. You know, like, that, it's a very strange time for us.
Well, and it's not making an excuse, and it's not just us, it's everywhere. And just look around. I mean, you were referencing the meetings that you've been in on. Like, I've said this to you many times, especially the last couple months. It's moved so much. Things are changing so much. Long form doesn't work right now. Look at all the shows that are going away. It's long form. To your point about 30, 60 second clips, you're spot on. Long form in this day and age, people want to consume as much as they possibly can, but in short bits, and then they move on. Look at us. Like, and we're not even that younger demo anymore.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're scrolling through reels. We're just like everybody else. So we could complain about it, but I think we're part of it too, right? The way we consume
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. When Vine got hot, you know, you got 7 seconds. You got 7 seconds. And then Snapchat. And obviously Instagram has a limit on time, you know, for stories and reels and all that. So it's all part of it. I mean, our attention spans are shot. And I go to my buddies' houses when I'm back home for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, you know, the kid's 2 years old and already has an iPad in its hand. And you're like, oh, well, this is why.
Yep. Certainly living that. Believe me, getting their attention at practice sometimes and holding the attention for more than 10 seconds, that is quite a challenge. Much more difficult than it used to be. All right, Paul Aspen, unless you want to add something there, because you're a man you're in this business. You see how it's evolving and changing. We've got nickel or dime, but... I mean, do you disagree with anything that we're saying just about how it's weird how the bad beat conversation has me thinking about it? But that's why it was a big deal, because what Portnoy was trying to accomplish there is kind of what we're all experiencing. Like, this long form stuff is going away. It's just about most social engagement I could possibly get. Murder this man like that. Yeah, that'll do it.
And that's, I mean, it's shock value. And again, as Sam, as you said, like, he's always been over the top to a point. Like, that's part of the character that he's playing. I mean, I'm with you on the bad beats that it's gone too far, but it's, and I agree that SVP has been the best at it. Yeah, it's especially as some people that are, let's say, in transition, it's like, how do you spray to the short content field? And like, what hits? I mean, that's, you know, for all of us, it's like, what's, if we're gonna you know, I guess I'm just speaking for myself. If you're going to keep doing this, it's like, how do you maximize that or like really spray that field? And that's something that's changing every day too. Someone that come from a sports TV background, like I kind of lived it as Sportsnet Central, which was like the local version of sports centers. They started going away. The sports talk shows locally started going away. I know the games are never going anywhere. How do you do this, whether it's on YouTube or otherwise? And Sam, you know, ESPN's hiring people that it's social media first. So yeah, it's a wild time. Not good yeah. or bad. Bad for us currently, like in this with this show. But yeah, it's just pivoting and you know,
I think it's
new skill sets and all that.
I mean, but I'm general.
Bad. But I'm yeah. currently bad. I'm currently bad. Yes.
Well, I'm into.
I just lost out to a job. Like you know, look, we're all trying to find our next job. I just lost out on a job to a kid that's been in this space for like 4 years. Because he has a huge following on TikTok. Like,
yeah.
What? Like,
what? Yeah, what? I guess when I say not good or bad, like bad, but also like the reality. So it's like, how do you develop that? Like, again, I'm 40. We're all around the same age. Like, it's not that you can't pivot at this age. You definitely can. But it's, sure. Are they just looking, yeah, that built up following. How do you compete with that right now? That's... Yeah, it's a big puzzle.
What about as a consumer though? Because we're all consumers in this space too, not only creators.
Not going to consume that.
It's bad yeah. as a consumer. That's what I'm talking
yes.
about.
Yes, 100%. I won't be consuming that. There's a lot of shows that I won't be consuming because I just don't think it's good content. Whether it's like short, it. Whether it's 15 seconds, 30 seconds, or 3 hours. There's a lot that I just don't think is good content, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Like, do people who are 25 want to watch that? I guess. At least some people are betting on that, but they could be definitely wrong too.
I think they are.
Yeah.
I just got a text, by the way, from somebody that would know something like this or, you know, have some intel on market. I just got a text 30 seconds ago that said Pavi is going to win the Heisman. So I'm guessing there's been a move or there's going to be a move. Joe, you were talking about this a couple of days ago. I'm pulling up the market right now at BetMGM. He's 7-1 now. He was, 12-1 Monday or Tuesday. So there's a push coming on Pavia from somebody with some sort of idea that it's a good bet at price.
Wow.
When we talked about this yesterday at the start of the show, the place that was 12-1 has cut it in half.
Yeah.
It's plus 650.
Okay.
So
MGM has 7. But again, this was double digits yesterday.
How high was his number? How high did that number get? Like after the Texas loss? Like what was the,
I think he was 50-1. Yeah, yeah, that sounds right. Somewhere around there, whether it be 40 or 60, 50 is a good North Star. He's going to get, Valika said this last week, he's going to get every SEC vote. Anything south of the Mason-Dixon line, that's going to be a vote for Pavia.
Yeah. Sam, are you going to do anything with it?
No, because I didn't bet 12 or 10 because I'm stupid.
Yeah, but if he's going to win and here's a free 6-1.
Well, I mean, that person doesn't work on the Heisman committee. It's just somebody who has knowledge of the betting market. Sure. So he's seeing it move and he's connecting dots, put it that way.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. We'll keep talking about that. Maybe we'll do nickel or dime. Sorry, Paul. My bad. Didn't know
hey,
that
Joe,
was gonna
copy paste for tomorrow. Whatever.
Or next segment.
Let's go.
Next week.
What best
are post show meeting. Nickel or dime.
Here on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.